Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
All right. We got a 75 and 8 hammer ready to go. And we welcome our contestant today for Beat the Hammer. His name is Jeff. Jeff, how you doing today?
Good. How are you doing?
Just, you know, fantastic, man. It's a football Friday. We got a big game in 2 days. So how good do you think you are? You know, I don't know where we're headed today here. Type of sports, but how do you feel in sports trivia?
I feel pretty good. I'm ready to make it 75-9.
Ooh, talking a little smack. I like it.
Now, have you had success with sports trivia elsewhere in your life, Jeff? Is this something you do regularly?
Not really, yeah. But I'm pretty confident. I listen along. I feel like I beat the hammer more than a lot of the contestants.
Wow. Okay. All right.
That's what I'm talking about right there.
All right, Jeff, let me put you on hold for 1 sec. Let's welcome Chris in Northeast Philly to the table. Chris, if I win, you win, which means when I win, you will win.
All right, let's go, Hammer. I want to see some booty.
Yeah, you're going to see Hootie and the Blowfish. All right, Chris. All right, buddy, hang on 1 second. We bring Jeff back to the table. Jeff, I'm going to step into the soundproof booth. Good luck to you, bud.
All right, thank you.
All right.
Jeff sounds pretty sharp.
Yeah, I like it. I like it. Jeff sounds ready. Sounds prepared.
Modest.
Confident.
Confident.
That's what we like, you know?
Commanding.
Yes. I like commanding. I like that. Maybe he's the real commander.
Well, we know Joe's not. Right. Jeff, listen, man, I don't want to put too much pressure on you because it seems like a lot of times people get, you know, caught up in that part of it. Just pretend you're sitting there by yourself. This is just you and the questions, man. That's we need focus. And I want to remind you, passing doesn't work.
It has not worked.
Does not work. If you don't know it, if you're not sure,
just throw something out there.
Yeah, take a guess, because by the time Jimmy gets back to it, time always runs out. Just trying to help you out, man.
All right, I appreciate it. I got ice in my veins. I'm ready to go.
Ooh, I love this. All right, Jeff, and you obviously know how it works and all that.
Yeah.
Beautiful. Quick shout out to for helping out with the questions this week, as I was in the NICU all night last night. No, that's a Spike. Very, very gracious and helping out, so I really appreciate it. All right, Jeff.
45 seconds. I'll start the clock when he finishes the first question.
Yes, once the first question is done, 5 questions. The category this week, appropriately, we're back to it, Eagles-Cowboys action. So that is the category, Jeff. Are you ready?
Absolutely. Let's do it.
Here we go. Clock will start as soon as the first question is completed. Here we go. Question number 1. The Eagles beat the Cowboys 44-6 in the final game of the 2008 season. Who scored the first points of that game for the Eagles?
Brian Westbrook.
In the famous 1995 game where the Eagles stopped Emmitt Smith twice on 4th-and-1, what was the score of the game when the first down stops happened?
2017.
The Eagles beat the Cowboys 41-14 in the Pickle Juice game in 2000. Named 3 of the 5 starting offensive linemen in that game.
John Runyon, Trey Thomas, Hank Fraley.
Ooh, so close. The Eagles sacked Troy Aikman a record 11 times in one game in 1991. Who had the most sacks for the Eagles in that game?
Reggie White.
Ah, Reggie White would have been incorrect. These are tough questions, though. I think you got a shot. Just hang on the line here, Jeff. Not a tough, tough round, but there's a really good chance that Joe misses on these as well. Spike brought it this week with the questions. They are not easy questions to answer. I like it.
Oh, man.
It's all right. Look, I think there's a real chance. These are tough. Plus, they're wordy.
Joe always has
a problem with wordy questions.
Yeah, but Joe always nerds out on these. I mean, he just did the bathtub time machine, you know?
Yeah, none of this has to do with that, though. So
right.
I think we'll be all right. Let's wave the hammer in. I think there's a real chance here. I think there's a real chance. I believe. I'm believing.
All right. How do we play this? Wow. All right.
Sauntering in. He looks a little nervous. There's a little pink going on. I can feel
as always. As always.
I can feel the nerves right now.
How'd he do? He's trying to steal his gaze.
No, I haven't
Look
really.
At that.
Well, I got steel gaze all the time.
Yeah, you better. You know? You better.
How'd he do?
How did he do? That is the question of the day.
I feel like John's trying to trick me.
Really?
John's always
What am I trying to do? I'm not even saying anything.
All right.
What did I?
He didn't even really do anything.
No, but yeah, I didn't say or
no,
do
but
anything.
When, but when
it's
I
not
walked
like he's
in,
like jumping up
no,
and down.
No, no, but when I walked in, he was like, ah, but he didn't really say. But
I didn't know you were walking in.
Well, that's how I was walking in.
He can't see you walking in.
I don't have eyes in the back of my head.
Well, it seemed like you were in the beginning process of like trying to trick
me. Actually caught him in a real moment.
Maybe I did.
That?
All right. What's going on here today? What's our topic?
Eagles, Cowboys.
Oh, that's good. All right.
Yeah.
How did this guy Jeff do?
I love that. I love that you think if you like do it like casually like that, we're just gonna drop it in there. Okay. It's good.
Let's go.
All right, you ready?
Yeah.
All right. Clock ready, Richie?
All right, Joe. 40 seconds.
We should start shaving.
I know.
Like with each win, shave a second off. Not the worst idea.
No, maybe we'll give him 50 today.
You ready?
Yes.
Here we go. Question number one. Eagles-Cowboys is the category. The Eagles beat the Cowboys 44-6 in the final game of the 2008 season to secure a playoff berth. Who scored the first points of the game for the Eagles?
Pass.
In the famous 1995 game where the Eagles stopped Emmitt Smith twice on 4th-and-1, what was the score of the game when the fourth down stops happened?
17-17.
The Eagles beat the Cowboys 41-14 in the Pickle Juice game. Name three of the five starting offensive linemen for the Eagles in that game.
Runyon, Trey Thomas, Hank Fraley.
The Eagles sacked Troy Aikman a record 11 times in one game in 1991. Who led the Eagles in sacks?
Clyde Simmons.
Mark Sanchez led the Eagles to a 33-10 Thanksgiving win over the Cowboys, who scored the lone Dallas touchdown in that game.
Dez Bryant. 08, I'll say Brian Westbrook.
Oh! Oh!
1-0 win for you.
I thought I got two right.
Did you get two? Okay, 2-0.
We're shaving.
Either way,
we're
you
shaving
won as soon
one.
As you got the first answer correct.
Right, I did get two, right?
I forgot you got Clyde Simmons.
Yeah.
Did you get frightened there?
No,
a little bit.
The way you're saying it, because he wasn't reacting and you were reacting.
Yeah, so you had to know. That was my bad. I should have jumped in.
I mean, I was mildly concerned, but not
bad performance.
But you were
you.
Concerned.
They were tough questions. 6%.
So the questions again. So 08, who scored the first points
David
for the Eagles?
Akers.
Okay, Akers. What was the second question?
You were right. 17-17 was the score when the fourth down stats
okay.
happened.
That was pretty good. That
the
was impressive.
Starting offensive lineman, you both said the same three. Bubba Miller, the
yeah,
center for that
and,
game.
And Fraley didn't feel right. So let me just figure it out. The guards in 2000?
2000.
So one would be, I guess, Wellborn.
Wellborn was one.
And then the other guard... I don't really know. Who is it?
Jermaine Mayberry.
Oh, Mayberry, yeah. Yeah, I should know that.
Clyde Simmons was correct, and DeMarco Murray scored the only
Yeah,
Cowboys
I was choosing between him and Dez Bryant. All right.
Nice
well,
job by the questions with Spike. I thought Spike did a great job on these questions.
All right. Well, there you go.
A lot of help.
That's a 76-8 hammer. We welcome Jeff back. Jeff, you got shut out, man.
Yeah, they were tough questions.
They weren't the easiest.
Spike. Yeah, I mean, I thought I had the offensive line one, but you said the same thing. Good job. I'll get you next time.
Thank
like
you,
it.
Jeff.
Like
well, Jeff,
there.
Thank you for playing Beat the Hammer today.
All right, thanks.
All right, thanks. But what was the line? A couple months ago, I said I was going to have a parting shot line to everyone when they lose. God, I can't remember what it was.
I don't remember this.
I need to come up with a parting shot line. I had it. Like, you know, good job losing or...
You've been hammered.
Yeah, you've been hammered.
Oh.
Or...
That's
you've
terrible.
Been hammered.
You've been hammered is about That's... as bad as it gets.
I'm going to write that down. You've been hammered. I'm going to write that down. You've
oh.
been hammered.
Maybe it should be like, congratulations, you've been hammered.
All right, Chris in Northeast Philly. Chris, I won, which means you win the pair of tickets to Hootie and the Blowfish next summer. Congratulations, Chris.
Thanks. You're almost there. 99, right? 99-11, was it?
Yeah, well, I got to figure out what my goal will be. Maybe that. We'll see. We'll see. All right,
he's
Chris.
He's not going to get there.
Good work, my man. Let me put you on hold. Chris,
congratulations,
let me put you on hold.
Chris.
We'll get his info. And with that, we close out a 76-8 performance in Beat the Hammer. That's right.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.